Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a perfect world where we would wake up and go into our business and everything would be fine? There would be no problems. All of our employees, all of our customers, everybody would be going in the same direction. And at the end of the day, end of the month, end of the year, we were sure that we were going to make a profit. And you would be so happy because everything would just be fine. But unfortunately, we do not live in a perfect world. As a matter of fact, there are people called futurists, where big companies hire them and government hires them to predict the future. And they tell the potential customer or client what they see is going to happen. Well, we can take a look at business and we can make some guesses as to what's going to happen. I can tell you over the next couple of years, there are companies that will be saddled with debt, will be on the verge of going out of business, and there's some that will be going out of business, or many. On the other hand, I can tell you that there are companies that will prosper, that the CEO, president, and business owners will have to work very hard, but when they get to the end of the year, they're going to be fine because they planned ahead. You see, the difference is, are you sitting down planning and thinking? Or are you just showing up every single day because you are so busy trying to take care of everything, trying to solve whatever problems, trying to say to yourself, how do we get more business? How do we deal with these price increases and inflation? You are so consumed by the business, you can't think about business. There's just one question you have to ask yourself, and that question is, are you satisfied with the direction of your business? Not an easy question to answer. But once you ask that question, are you satisfied with the direction of your business, and then you start looking at different parts of your business. Am I satisfied with my business structure? Am I satisfied with my management style? Am I satisfied with the supervisors that I have? Am I satisfied with the job descriptions that really tell people what they need to do? Is my profit percentage enough? We could go on and on and on. Are you satisfied with your business? And the only way you're going to understand if you are satisfied with your business is to sit down and think about it. You sit down, you think about it, and this is not a negative comment, but you try to find out what's not working in your business. And then you say to yourself, why is it not working? What do I need to do? How do I need to change things? How do I need to rearrange things? How do I need to understand exactly what my employees are thinking so that I can help them be successful, which helps me? How do I understand the marketplace? How do I understand the economy? How do I understand what's going to happen in the next 6 months or year or 2 years for my business? How do I make sure I'm not being left behind by artificial intelligence and by social media and all the things that are happening? Are you satisfied with your business, the direction of your business? Most business people will not ask that question. Now, there are, of course, two reasons for that. One is they're so busy, they don't have time or don't make time. The other reason is they don't really want to see what's going on, because if they see what's going on, they're going to have to do something about it. Some of the things that are happening will be very easy to resolve and correct. Some of them will be very hard to correct. But if you don't do that, I can assure you, as I have assured you many times in the past, competition is doing this exact thing. The competition sits down every single day, and you know what they think about? How can I get more of a percentage of business? And you know who they're getting that business from? You. Now, are you going to give up your business to the competition, or are you going to sit down and say, how do I have the most friendly, successful business that's friendly to its employees, it's friendly to its customers, that there is customer service? I am shocked when I do go with a company or I call in and I and people just have no idea of customer service. If there is a receptionist, the reception is like, what do you want? Why are you bothering me? Or if you have a problem and you try to call them up and resolve the problem, they don't want to hear it. Or if you just have a simple question about their product or services, there's no one that's really interested in asking the question. If you want to outpace your competition, you have to sit down, understand what you need to do next, what the direction of your business is, and one of those things that's extremely important is customer service. If you give outstanding customer service, better than your competition, where do you think people are going to do business? And when they're at the dinner party with their friends, they're going to say, you know, we deal with this company. They're great. We had a problem last week. They resolved it. Shipping, when they say it goes out, it goes out. If something doesn't come in, they get it to us right away. They next day air us. We have no questions about doing business with them. We can count on those people. We can count that they will take care of us, and then we will be able to take care of our business. Lots to think about here. I know it's the third time I've said this at least. Are you satisfied with the direction of your business? If not, do something about it. Assure yourself that you're going to be successful in the future. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Connect on LinkedIn. I know you'll be in action, and success will be yours. Till then, thank you for your time.